this is a tax that's coming in early next year, payable by next year, on land that is zoned strategic reserve or residential in and around, not only Buncrana, but in the rest of the county, Greg. But it does affect Buncrana because we have a local town plan here, dates coming back from the time that Buncrana was a town council. Mm-hmm. Any land that was zoned residential now is liable for a tax. But there seems to be a grey area that I've asked at a meeting on Tuesday in Lufford, that it has to be serviced land. But the planners are maybe saying that as long as it's accessible to services, that it can be zoned. So I have been making representation on behalf of the farmers in and around Buncrana area that have come to me and said some of them have land in their family for over 120 years, others have 90 and 70. These are not speculators, Greg. These are not people who bought land in the last couple of years willing to wait on the land prices to go up. These are people who farm all their life. And in my opinion, this is unfair, it's an unjust, it's an unbelievable tax that our government would introduce. So we have a meeting next week with the planners for the Inishowen area to discuss the possibility of taking some of these people that want out of the system. And believe me, there are other people who want into the system and can't get into the system. So we're trying to find a happy medium.
Yeah, we were speaking to the IFA earlier in the week and it was described as a blunt instrument, and that's exactly what it is. Some people would, of course, like land rezoned because it means it can be increase in value, what have you. But we can't have a situation, can we, where people who have been farming the same land for generations are being taxed out of agriculture, and that is seemingly what's happening. Some people feel it's like a land grab. Is that what you're hearing yourself?
Well, one of the farmers told me that they would have to sell one or two fields to pay the tax. Mm. So that just doesn't make sense at all, Greg, in anybody's language. There are parcels, and there's an instrument, as you said, a blunt instrument. But in places around Leinster, around the coast, or around the city of Dublin, Cork and Galway, where maybe there's a huge, huge demand on houses, looking for thousands and thousands of houses. But here in Donegal, we're in rural Donegal.
Yeah, but the problem with that, Nicholas, sorry to cut across you, is what we're seeing, and we've seen it in Cork already and elsewhere, is developers who have land for housing in high-pressure areas are being given a buy. They're being given exemptions out of this, yet we have a farmer in Buncrana with the same land for 120 years, house may never actually be built on this land, and they are being forced with this tax. It doesn't make sense.
I have stated that for years, that there's people who are genuine farmers, and if you are talking to the genuine farmer who loves the land and loves working on the land, they have no interest in selling their land. They want to farm their land, and those people should be allowed to do that without an unfair taxation coming down on top of them. Mm. Now, this taxation, this bill, although there could be amendments put into it, and I would sincerely hope that the Farmers Association, along with our TDs in Dublin, this is where it's happening, where the bills are passed, that there would be specifications, and they say that if there's land in the family for years, they're not speculators, and they want to maintain, want to keep their land. I would agree, there are speculators who have bought hordes of land accumulating this and waiting for the price to go up so they can sell it and make a profit on it. Tax those people who want to build on it, mm-hmm. but not the farmers.
All right, so
Greg, go ahead. I'll just add this one in case that I do forget about it. This is prime agricultural land that we're talking about, and the changing climate in the world. God, Ireland is a good producer of food and beef and dairy produce. Why can we not keep our good agricultural land for agricultural? We have plenty of places where we have that is not suitable for growing anything, but certainly would be suitable for housing. And then why don't we build houses on land that is not used for agriculture? This plan hasn't been thought through.